Track 13.2. Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. You will hear five different people talking about best-selling business books they have read. For each extract, there are two tasks. Look at task 1. For each question, 13 to 17, choose the reason that the speaker gave for reading the book from the list A to H. Now look at task 2. For each question, 18 to 22, choose the lesson that they learnt from the list A to H. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the two lists. Now listen and do the two tasks.
Tony Robbins is one of the world's best-known motivational speakers. I first saw him on YouTube giving a talk called Why We Do What We Do. I can't really say that I took to him as a person. He's a strong alpha male character with a loud voice and dominant presence. But he exudes the kind of confidence that we'd all like to have. So that's why I picked up his book, Awaken the Giant Within, because I thought I'd like to have some of that. He gives a lot of advice about how he's achieved success, but it gets quite repetitive. Has it made me any more sure of myself? I don't think so, but I have a more positive outlook, and I now concentrate only on doing things that will help me go forward in life.
Eat That Frog is not a very well-written book. It's full of grammatical errors. But if you're looking for good advice on time management rather than good literature, I strongly recommend it. It's a short book, only 120 pages long, which is a good thing for people who are worried about wasting their time. And secondly, it's very honest. The author, Brian Tracy, advises us right from the beginning to forget trying to do everything. You never will, he says, and you'll make yourself unhappy trying to. Just concentrate on the things that are most important. Often we put off big or difficult tasks and do the easy, smaller ones first. I was certainly guilty of that, and changing that round has had a huge impact on my life. I don't normally read self-help books, but the unusual title attracted me to it, and I'm very glad I read it.
I always think that the best business books are not those that give you lists of advice, but those that simply tell you how successful business people got to where they are now. That's why I bought Elon Musk's biography. It seems a bit strange to have a biography of someone so young. He's only 47. But Musk is one of the most innovative and fascinating entrepreneurs around, a kind of technology superman. The most interesting chapter was the one about a crisis time in his life, when his various businesses were failing and his marriage was falling apart. They often say it's not how you deal with success in life that's important, but how you react to failure. He's such a good example of that, of how to keep going when your confidence has taken a knock. It's a great lesson for anyone, great or small.
The book I've just read is Who Moved My Cheese? I know it's been around for 20 years or so, but I'd never read it. I thought I'd better had, because it's about change and the world, and the workplace is changing faster than ever these days. It's very short and reads almost like a children's story. Its basic message is also simple, but very important. Change is going to happen, whether you like it or not, and the key thing is how you adapt to it. Actually, it has many applications. It's not just for those who have a fixed mindset at work. You can apply the lessons equally well to relationships and your personal life. I'm going to give it to all my friends.
First Break All the Rules is a rather different kind of management book. It appealed to me because when I was browsing through it in the bookshop, I noticed that it wasn't just presenting theories for you to test out, as most management books do. It was actually showing practical examples of how conventional management theories don't really work. For example, conventional management says, help people to overcome their weaknesses. The book then gives examples to show why this is inefficient. It then proposes a different idea. Help people to focus on their strengths. There are lots of other examples of rules that you should break, but that's the one I found most useful. To spend your time cultivating your best managers, because good managers equal happy employees, and happy employees create happy customers, and they, in turn, create profit.
Tony Robbins is one of the world's best-known motivational speakers. I first saw him on YouTube giving a talk called Why We Do What We Do. I can't really say that I took to him as a person. He's a strong alpha male character with a loud voice and dominant presence, but he exudes the kind of confidence that we'd all like to have. So that's why I picked up his book, Awaken the Giant Within, because I thought I'd like to have some of that. He gives a lot of advice about how he's achieved success, but it gets quite repetitive. Has it made me any more sure of myself? I don't think so, but I have a more positive outlook, and I now concentrate only on doing things that will help me go forward in life.
Eat That Frog is not a very well-written book. It's full of grammatical errors. But if you're looking for good advice on time management rather than good literature, I strongly recommend it. It's a short book, only 120 pages long, which is a good thing for people who are worried about wasting their time. And secondly, it's very honest. The author, Brian Tracy, advises us right from the beginning to forget trying to do everything. You never will, he says, and you'll make yourself unhappy trying to. Just concentrate on the things that are most important. Often we put off big or difficult tasks and do the easy, smaller ones first. I was certainly guilty of that, and changing that round has had a huge impact on my life. I don't normally read self-help books, but the unusual title attracted me to it, and I'm very glad I read it.
I always think that the best business books are not those that give you lists of advice, but those that simply tell you how successful business people got to where they are now. That's why I bought Elon Musk's biography. It seems a bit strange to have a biography of someone so young. He's only 47. But Musk is one of the most innovative and fascinating entrepreneurs around, a kind of technology superman. The most interesting chapter was the one about a crisis time in his life, when his various businesses were failing and his marriage was falling apart. They often say it's not how you deal with success in life that's important, but how you react to failure. He's such a good example of that, of how to keep going when your confidence has taken a knock. It's a great lesson for anyone, great or small.
The book I've just read is Who Moved My Cheese? I know it's been around for 20 years or so, but I'd never read it. I thought I better had, because it's about change and the world, and the workplace is changing faster than ever these days. It's very short and reads almost like a children's story. Its basic message is also simple, but very important. Change is going to happen, whether you like it or not, and the key thing is how you adapt to it. Actually, it has many applications. It's not just for those who have a fixed mindset at work. You can apply the lessons equally well to relationships and your personal life. I'm going to give it to all my friends.
First, Break All the Rules is a rather different kind of management book. It appealed to me because when I was browsing through it in the bookshop, I noticed that it wasn't just presenting theories for you to test out, as most management books do. It was actually showing practical examples of how conventional management theories don't really work. For example, conventional management says, help people to overcome their weaknesses. The book then gives examples to show why this is inefficient. It then proposes a different idea. help people to focus on their strengths. There are lots of other examples of rules that you should break, but that's the one I found most useful. To spend your time cultivating your best managers, because good managers equal happy employees, and happy employees create happy customers, and they, in turn, create profit.